WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Bird flu virus has been found in one single batch of retail raw milk sold in California, says the State Health Department, announcing a recall of the raw milk produced and packaged by Raw Farm of Fresno County. Nobody reported sick. Pasteurized milk is safe because of the heating process, say health officials. The Thanksgiving getaway started, as is holiday shopping. Some online retailers already offering Black Friday discounts to online shoppers like Jarrett Stennis in Detroit.
It's more convenient. You know what I'm saying? It's because of the crowds, too. It's really everything about going into the store. I'm kind of lazy.
Three people arrested for the murder of a rabbi in the United Arab Emirates. The Israeli government says he lived in Dubai and was murdered by anti-Semitic terrorists, the U.S. condemning the attack. We Earthlings can say bye-bye to an asteroid that's been tagging along as a mini-moon for the past 2 months, expected to peel away from our gravitational pull tomorrow. This is ABC News. The nation's starting to see an increase in respiratory illness. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton.
Overall numbers are low, but we're seeing a rise in the rates in states like Wisconsin, Ohio, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania. And what is that rise? Patients coming in with cough, congestion, and flu-like symptoms. So what's the cause? Again, overall COVID flu low. We'll likely see a rise in that after Thanksgiving. Right now, RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, is increasing. And unfortunately, we also have a rise in the rate of whooping cough.
Weather forecasters are issuing warnings that another round of winter weather could complicate travel leading up to Thanksgiving. While California and Washington State continue to recover from storm damage and power outages. In California, two people were found dead in floodwaters, and authorities braced for more rain while grappling with flooding and small landslides from a previous storm. National Weather Service office in Sacramento, California, warning about it. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
All right, welcome to Max Inc. Radio. It's Saturday night, Max Inc. Radio, 6 p.m. to midnight. Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight, too. My name is Rocker. I'm here with Terry Barr and Rob Roberts, and we have an amazing show tonight, but we're going to kick it off with a double dip right away, right?
Okay.
We're going to tell you, Dana Perry, she's a 15-time winner at the Madison Area Music Association Awards.
I love Dana Perry!
We love Dana! And you know what? She's the executive director of the MAMA.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, we're going to tell you all about her shows that are coming up on the other side of the double dip. Right now, let's get the show moving. This is Dana Perry. Everything is moving. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I wanna feel alone, nobody but me, so I can feel connected. I wanna set me free. We gotta touch ourselves so we can touch the world. That's what it takes. Cried out alone, 'cause when it happened I was alone. I shut my eyes to everything but the pain. I gotta listen with a wide open heart.
Sync Radio, radio for the people.
Call me self-centered if it means that I am centered on myself. My mind and this body, this heart and my soul are the only things I can really know. And we are all children, just kids in a sandbox, and it's always playtime. But we got ballerinas and ninjas, cowboys and pirates, and anything a heart could desire. Follow the trails of torn fingernails. It'll make a treasure map to all the green rooms, to every venue I play. Not many of us knows if we want, so we try and try to cover up the fact that we don't know what we're doing here or why. I can't take all that weight onto me, 'cause I'm just here to play my guitar, sing stories of life and love and waking up and how to be a kid again. And if I gotta answer that calling alone, made of my songs and pictures and stories of a girl that I know kinda looks a little bit like me. And here in my home, I hung the paintings and I laid the foundation myself. And I'll spend all my days making music, and I'll hope that you'll come over and play tonight. Follow the trails of torn fingernails. It'll make a treasure map to all the green rooms, to every venue I play. Not many of us knows what we want, so we try and try to cover up the fact that we don't know what we're doing here or why. Can't take all that weight onto me. 'Cause I'm just here to play my guitar, sing stories of life and love and waking up and how to be a kid again. And if I gotta answer that calling knows if we want, so we try to cover up the fact that we don't know what we're doing here. Why I can't take all that weight onto me. 'Cause I'm just here to play my guitar, sing stories of life and love and waking up and how to be a kid again. And if I gotta answer that calling alone, I'm prepared to pull along. I'll do it.
A double dip of Dana Perry right here on Max Inc. Radio. Tonight's local music is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And the Aaron Weber Group, now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com.
Thanks, Rob. That was Sandbox. That was from 2020's Kill the Rockstar by Dana Perry.
Love that.
Now, as we said, Dana Perry is the executive director of Madison Area Music Association.
So perfect.
She's coordinator of music at Cargo Coffee East on East Washington here in Madison.
So many great bands go through there, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She's even an instructor and a coach at Girls Rock Camp.
Yes.
So November 30th. You can catch Dana Perry at the Harmony Bar on Madison's East Side, November 30th, with Uncle Jim. That's with a full band.
Ooh.
And then Saturday, December 7th, at the Crystal Corner, she'll be appearing with the Earthlings and Crib Crapper.
Did you change the Crib name?
Well, to FCC compliant name.
Obviously.
It's like AI comes along and changes it to FCC compliant. You know, the filter.
Uh-huh.
The algorithm, the FCC compliance algorithm.
Well, I'm glad
jumps
it worked.
In, right?
Glad it worked for you.
I had no idea we had such fancy things around.
Yes. Oh, yeah, Rob.
Hey.
This is the. Are we in the 21st century?
Yeah, we are. Too. Yes, yes.
So that explains when I re-listen to the feed, I hear funk all the time, right?
Yes.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
Party is in the kitchen.
It is, always.
Oh, you know, I've been going through a lot of Rocker's Closet lately. You know, it's like Zamubafu's closet. You open it up and CDs fall out, though.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't have dents in your head from the CDs.
There was an 8-track in there last week.
Yeah, those are so hard to rip songs from.
They are.
Oh,
challenging.
Boy. You know, turn the 8-track tape into an MP3 once.
No. Yeah.
Well, we
Next
did.
Thought.
I went back. I found some old Lorenzo music. This was actually from, I think, like 2002. This song is called I'm Not a Fool, and it was the first song that they had Tom Ray, the keyboardist, he started to sing. So this is I'm Not a Fool, Lorenzo Music, Rocker's Closet. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Don't touch a leaf. Now you've returned and I feel weak. You went away, long, long gone. And I had a tree and we wrote our names on. Every night, all through the winter,
I've been embarrassed by it my whole life, but now I know where I went wrong. Nothing to see here, so just move along. I'm not a fool and I'm not alone. Didn't you have somewhere to go? I'm not a fool and I'm not alone. No, 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 no. You don't have to lock the doors if you don't live there anymore. If the lights are on, you know.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio. That was Chloe. And then before that, Lorenzo music. And of course, a little dust from Rocker's Closet there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I'm digging that segment.
Right.
We've got a couple more ahead
in
this show as well.
You know, I've got enough material where I can just like keep digging. So
the closet's just don't deep. Hurt yourself.
The closet is deep. I'm going to go. Well, you know, we just played Chloe Louise lately. Chloe Louise, you can catch her November 29th at the Cargo Coffee East in Madison.
Nice.
She's going to be with Kelly Hepper.
Yeah, what a great combination there.
Ooh, I'll see you guys there.
Yeah, Kelly's voice too, man. Amazing. Those two will be great together.
Yeah, that'll be a really fun show. What else is coming up tonight, though?
Well, now, Terry, I think you were telling me about Flannel Fest.
Oh.
You have some updates or something?
They had a stellar Flannel Fest. Two parts.
Yes.
One in the valley where they were at Tanner's in Kimberly. And if you saw any of the photos from there, you can just go to Flannel Fest on any social media, look at photos. It was packed.
Packed.
It was packed.
Sea of flannel.
They were so happy about that because you never know. You know, you go to a venue out of your hometown, Madison.
Right.
And they've been bringing them in every year that they've been doing this in Appleton.
Yeah.
And next night at Barrymore,
same
deal.
Yeah,
really
busy. And and it was interesting because there was a football game on.
Yes,
yeah, that's right.
The
There's
Badgers.
A lot of competition going on.
There really, we were on the air.
Yep.
But in the end, $34,000.
Right.
And they're still counting the money.
Wow.
$34,000 from two shows.
Right. Raising money for a good
cause. Now I'm going to have to like edit my little number. I had $137,000 like written down for all of that.
There you go.
Yep. Well, I know my husband wants to buy some shirt. And Eric, when we were messaging back and forth, he said, oh, yeah, I still have a bunch of merch that has to go out and be bought.
Yep.
And but again, it all goes to the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund.
Yes.
Which helps seniors, veterans, and just people that need a little assistance when it's either too hot or too cold all around the state.
And they've been raising money for years for that fund, too, which is amazing.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep. So congratulations. And I know Eric would say thank you to everyone who came out in support.
Absolutely.
Yay.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's get back to music on Max Inc. Radio. Work. They have a new song out, Songs for Squares, December 27th. It's Holidays Work Party at the Burr Oak in Madison with Modern Joey and M. Shays. Right now, new stuff. Songs for Squares, Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
strawberry wine. Where were you? Where was I? When we saw the end of time. Where were you? Where was I? When there was nowhere left to hide. Nowhere left to hide. Nowhere left to hide. Just like something sticks to steel, we have hard in overtime. Eating rust, sipping balls, dream of strawberry wine. Where were you? Where was I? When we saw the end of time. Where were you? Where was I? There was nowhere left to hide. Where were you? Where was I? Where were you?
Brand new stuff from work right here on Max Inc. Radio.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop IgniteGlassandGifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Let's go hiking.
The Disco Haiku on Maxinc Radio. All this local goodness is brought to you by Herbal Aspects. Three locations in Madison, Winnebago Street, University, Gammon Road, and online at herbalaspects.com. Rocker, I don't know what you did, but as soon as Kat walked in, the disco ball, when did we get that?
I know.
Isn't it crazy?
That's because all the lights are run by some crazy app.
Yeah. All sparkly. All sparkly.
We feel like a disco in here. It gets crazy sometimes.
About it, though. He loves it. Okay, so now we mentioned Kat and we mentioned the Disco Haiku. But why?
Why?
VO5 is approaching 20 years as Madison's disco ambassadors. Band members have roots in both music and theater, and their shows at Atwood Fest, Memorial Union, and Dane Dances have become legendary.
Absolutely. Legendary.
I first ran into VO5 in 2008 on Halloween at the Frequency Bar in Madison, what is now the Gamma Ray Bar, and they were wearing angel costumes. Halos, wings, wigs, everything,
yeah,
right?
All
they were playing disco music. My wife, Alice, she started dancing and she loves disco, so she
yes,
was in, she insisted I book the band for Atwood Summerfest back in the summer of 2009.
Yeah.
And within a few years our supergroup was attracting record crowds each year, and it's going on 2025, and they don't appear to be slowing down. Here in the studio to tell us about Catterday Night Fever and New Year's Eve is singer, trumpeter, and actor Kat Capilaro.
Yay!
Kat,
wow,
welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
I'm honored to be here. Thank
we
you
are
for having
so
me.
Honored to have you here. My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh.
What does it mean to you when we say dancing in the streets? Obviously, I know what it means.
Yeah.
But what do you think of when you think of that?
Well, I think of Atwood Fest.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, it really has become a benchmark for our summers. It's always the last Saturday in July. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, we are all ramped up into our beautiful summer festival schedule. And it just seems like everybody comes out, you know, just
yes,
more and more every year. Thousands of people.
Well, they had to move the big stage, right, Rocker? You had to move
did
it because they needed a bigger area for
right
people to
and
show
more
up and dance.
And more people came.
You
can't yeah move it many more places. I don't
well
know. Wow.
If you build it, they will come.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it just shows people really want to dance together. People want to be together.
Yep.
And make some community and shake their booties and not feel self-conscious and not try to be cool. Just do what you feel like. And that's sort of our message.
Now, you feel like dancing is part of like being healthy and
yeah
getting
oh
together
yeah
in community. And that's how I always feel about Atwood Fest. But talk about, because you wanted to talk about health and dancing.
Yeah, well, you know, I personally, I'm walking in on a knee that is less than 2 months old. So, you know, dancing has been a godsend for me. I mean, it's really how it's kind of a religion. I'm not much of a religious person, but I really do believe in people coming together and making music together and moving their bodies together. I think it's a beautiful thing. And I can't even tell you of almost 20 years of being together with VO5 how many people will say, my husband never danced. I didn't dance.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't think I liked disco. I didn't know that I liked your music. And then there they are. They come to every show. They hire us for their wedding. They hire us for their kids' weddings.
Oh,
they hire
gosh
us for their birthday parties.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you know, people really are turned on, and I feel just so honored that we've been, you know, a part of this, bringing back something that maybe was happening in the discos,
oh,
you know, in the discotheques in the
imagine
70s, but was it happening in the streets this way? I don't think so.
Yeah,
I love
no
it.
Disco
I think that's
streets
our thing.
Mm. Well, no,
it's
I
so
probably
natural.
I'd probably take all the credit for discovering you guys, but the reality is, the reality
is
that VO5 was founded a few years before I ran into you guys. Tell us how VO5 really got started.
Well, it is actually a lot of us come out of the theater. world have done Broom Street things, and Andrew Roan and I, my husband, we've been together more than 30 years. We wrote musicals together. So we wrote a musical called Temp Slave. We wrote a musical called Walmartopia.
That went big.
That went big. That was in New York.
Oh, my God.
That was off Broadway.
Wow.
Yes.
And, but the dream was always, and this is a dream that Andrew carried with him through his childhood, was to, you know, to have a disco band, to have a live disco band.
Wow.
And it finally came together when we were doing a burlesque show called Cherry Pop Burlesque.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was, you know, I was stripping, dancing.
Wait, hold on.
You got Rob's attention all of a sudden in there. He's
that's
like,
right, Rob.
What are we talking about now?
That's Mama Cat. So, as my mom calls it, hoochie coochie dancing. Mm-hmm. And we brought in a live band, and that live band had Gail, our drummer, and Andrew on keys, and Drew, our former and sometimes sub keyboard bass player. And so that was sort of the foundation where we were like, okay, we were in the glow of a beautiful show that we had at the Majestic, and we were like, okay, let's do it. We have enough people here. We could do this disco band.
Oh,
and so we started rehearsing, and we first performed at the Slipper Club, which then became the Frequency,
right,
which now is the Gamma Ray.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, this is great Madison music history, too.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
And that was
it.
All 20 years ago. So.
Oh, jeez.
And when I saw them, they were wearing the angel outfits, huh? But like each show is a different theme.
Oh, absolutely. So for Halloween, we've had a couple. We always did the group themes. You know, we did an alien beauty pageant. We were all Princess Leia one time.
That's
we
great.
We were all
wow.
devils one time.
Oh.
We were all Elvis boy. One time.
That would have been hilarious to
yeah.
see. Oh, my God.
And we did, we were at Gamma Ray for this Halloween, and we were all sort of just intergalactic disco, which was super fun, too. Like, you know.
Does someone make all your costumes, or, like, where do you keep
well,
them?
Well, we love St. Vinny's and Goodwill, and, you know, the men understand that you have to shop in the women's section if you want to get groovy clothes.
Yeah.
So yeah, and it's, you know, and it's kind of, we just take turns. Like if you're feeling like, you know, dressing like animal print, you put that out to the band, and people rise to the occasion. Yeah.
I have a picture of somebody from your band a couple of years ago at Atwood Fest left their shoes behind.
Oh,
these were the coolest shoes. I hope they came back and found them.
Did they have dice in the heels?
They had huge heels, and they were sparkle shoes, but I know a guy was wearing them.
Oh, yeah.
But I hope he got them back.
Probably a trombone.
Should have kept those darn shoes. Those were cool.
I did see Jimmy with some weird shoes after the show. Probably not.
Oh, man. So you've got this Saturday night fever.
Yes.
Okay.
Meow.
November 30th, 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Crucible in Madison.
We've never played at the Crucible. And I live like two blocks from there.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh.
Yeah.
So there's a first time for everything.
There's
at
a first
some
time for
point
everything.
Still. So tell us about it.
Well, Saturday Night Fever, it's celebrating. It's a benefit for the Madison Cat Project.
Oh,
which
awesome.
Not only helps out the kitties, but really helps out the kitties that really need help. You know what I
yeah.
mean? Like
mm-hmm.
there's different tiers of adoption. They will even, I wrote an article for them when I was with Isthmus. There's cats, some cats that are sort of so beyond domestication that yeah. they are really only, they would love to live in one of your outbuildings. And so they could be spayed and neutered and fed and get vet care. And then, then they could live in your barn or your shed.
Yes.
And they also, they have all kinds of amazing cats for adoption and, vet care and all of the stuff.
I love
animals.
Yep, me
I
too.
Love.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
How many cats do you have?
I only have one cat. She told me that she wants to be an only cat.
Yeah.
Wow.
But she was born in my mom's barn.
Oh, that's
she
awesome.
Was feral. Yeah. So, and that's another thing that Madison Cat Project does is help people. It used to be called Friends of Feral.
Yes.
So you can trap a feral cat and they will take them in, spay and neuter them, tip their ear, and help them find a home forever, like my kitty. And she's so sweet.
I love that so much.
Yeah, her name's Fanta.
So you're calling it Catterday Night Fever on behalf of the Madison Cat Project.
Exactly.
That is so good. I was wondering, too, if it had something to do with your name.
Oh, well, Cat. You know, it doesn't hurt.
Just a nice side effect, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And we're definitely going to be feline. Theme.
Oh, of course, ears and the whole thing. Yeah.
Yep, and there's a costume contest as part of it.
Wow.
I know, and I'm looking at the date. I'm like, and it's not a it's November not Halloween. 30th. It's November 30th.
November 30th. Right. Yeah. We should not have to wait for Halloween to dress up.
All the costumes will be half off, so it works out.
Well, there's another day that people really dress up for. And it's New Year's Eve.
VO
5 is playing at the Concourse Hotel right here in Madison, around the corner. Tell us about New Year's Eve. Well, are you guys staying in the Governor's Club?
We definitely are staying overnight.
Yeah.
And we love their big brunch that we have the next day.
So good.
So good. You know, that is... Before we ever took this gig, I had this idea in my head that it was not super cool to play a hotel New Year's Eve. And I just love it. I mean, it's a really diverse crowd. They dance all night long, and the concourse does it up. They've got jazz bands. They've got comedy. They have a meal. They've got, you know, places you can drink and hang out everywhere. And so people really like to come and, you know, buy the whole package and just like feel fancy for the whole night long. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to go outside, and then you just ride an elevator up to your room, and you know,
or the Governor's Club,
Governor's Club.
And when you go to the Governor's Club, it's all free booze. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, if you stay in the Governor's Club, they have a bar up there that's exclusive for the two floors of the Governor's Club. And all the munchies, they have like munchies and stuff and free booze.
Obviously, you don't pay someone has been there and hasn't invited us.
Oh, yeah. Right? Well, Civic Media actually had their first Christmas party at the Governor's Club.
It was very nice.
All right.
It
so I think nice. Rocker's saying that we can all join him in the Governor's Club.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I think all it's a party to crash.
All my friends are guests.
You know, I love how you mentioned, though, about not thinking a hotel was cool. I remember, I think I was in radio the first time in Green Bay, and that was when all the bands were playing at hotels.
Yeah.
And we'd bounce around to all the hotel ballrooms, and, you know, they'd have a happy hour, free food. I had a girlfriend that was in a band that traveled to hotels all around the country.
Okay.
And then I know they kind of went out of favor.
Yeah.
And it seems like maybe it's slowly making a comeback, and you guys are helping make that happen here.
Yeah, well, we love it.
That's
and, you
awesome.
Know, it's just, and we play long time, you know. We try to play like 3.5 hours.
Oh, my
gosh.
Really,
you know, you got to get it all out before the year ends.
That is true. That sounds fun.
And then you just got to get in the really elevator fun. And go upstairs.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So how do you sign up? Because I was kind of looking at the concourse. Ooh. They didn't have like a special block or anything. And like, how do you sign up for New Year's Eve?
You know, you just go to the concourse website, and they have a place where you can click, and they have, you know, the various packages.
Uh-huh.
And
maybe you look too soon.
Well, maybe you just get a room, and then they have all these things going on, and VO5 is one of them.
Just start showing up and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Head down to the pool.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to ask you something about the music, too, because you have a couple singers, and you play trumpet.
Yep.
Your husband plays keyboards.
Yeah.
Now, how did you meet because of the band? Or were you together already?
We met doing a Broom Street Theater play.
There it is.
Called My Fair Arab, actually.
My Fair Arab.
Yeah. It was kind of like My Fair Lady, but it was about the Palestinians.
Oh,
and it was very edgy. Joel Gerstmann wrote it. So I sang and acted in it, and Andrew wrote the music.
Oh.
It was a Joel Gerstmann play. And we met then, and I think our first band was called the Merkins. We did like bluegrass and funk combo, just like whatever people were around, whatever instrument you played, we'll work it in.
At least keyboards and trumpet.
I know, such talent. I remember we were in, I think, 2020, and I interviewed the two of you via Zoom for Max Inc.
Oh, right.
And they were at a piano, and so we'd be interviewing, and and you'd just go sing. And I just remember thinking, how cool are you two?
Oh.
Yeah, serious. That is a great, talented couple together, and then bring in all your friends and play all the wonderful music that VO5 does.
It's really our favorite thing to do. It's like, you know, it's kind of like matchmaking, community building, but we downsized. Our kids are 25 now. So we downsized tiny house, but we redecorated a garage. It's got piano, drum set, guitars, percussion, horns. It has everything that we need to really jam in there. And it's so fun to have that.
Does it have a refrigerator?
It had a fridge. We don't need a fridge. It's Wisconsin.
True. That's true. Yeah,
that goes on a table right outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or a snowbank, whatever's there.
Mm. Yeah, you two should come jam sometime.
So fun. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Well, Kat Cavalier, thank you so much for taking the time to come down to the studio and chat with us tonight. We really appreciate it.
Love to be here. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
VO5 tribute 70s disco and funk, covering tons of bands like the Bee Gees, ABBA, and other classics, but you also have original music. And we heard Disco Haiku before the interview. Right now, we're going to listen to Soul Shiny Day. Tell us about this song and your original music before you go.
Sure. Well, we have one original album. It's called Dance Originality.
And it's fantastic.
And thank you. Thank you. We love it. It was a labor of love. It was done in our guitar player's basement, you know, self-produced.
Awesome.
We pressed vinyl. We had CDs. We give them out a lot. We really like to share the music. And you can find it on Spotify and Apple Music and all the places. Soul Shiny Day is a lovely song written by Jim Yockey, who plays percussion with us. He's semi-retired, but I know that it was inspired by riding his bike in Madison. And that is such a beautiful image. You know, it's like, especially right now when we're in November and I got a little bit of the seasonal affective now. So, you know, to imagine getting this knee going all the way around on a bike again.
Yeah. You are on your way.
Yeah.
And then you can play the song and bike to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can bike to Atwood Fest.
Oh. Yeah.
I like the look ahead.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Mm-hmm. To be Atwood Fest again. Well, here we are. Let's hear some VO5. This is Soul Shiny Day. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Owen Mays and the 80 Proof Boys on Max Inc. Radio. And all this local goodness is brought to you by Noah Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue, inside the North Gate Mall. Cat and kitten adoption is happening there. Organic pet food, grooming, and so much more. Stop by there. You'll probably see Terry picking up some cat food for her cats.
Yes, we have three.
Noah Ark Pet Store right here in Madison.
Yes.
Oh, right. You know, we were just listening to Owen Mays and the 80 Proof Boys. You know, it was kind of interesting. I was going through my closet and I found Owen Mays, and I thought about Owen Mays for a minute. And
You should probably let him out.
I'm
here all night.
So Owen, he was going to play Atwood Fest in 2015, this was.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And I remember it was the Wednesday before Atwood Fest, and I was getting him to share the event. And then the next day I woke up and found out he had passed away that night. And so, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we dedicated that Atwood Fest to Owen Mays. So I wanted to play a little Owen Mays and remember him on this day.
Let's play that every now and then because it's such a fun song. Well, thanks for that story, too.
Well, now it's permanently in our library. So
excellent. We love it.
We can pull it out when we want to.
Good. I like it.
Well, I have another Rocker's Closet right now.
Imagine
so it's
that.
A double shot of Rocker's Closet. Now, you remember Marcus Bovry?
Yes.
Another musician, legendary musician here in the Madison music scene who passed away from a brain tumor, actually. And Marcus Bovry and the Evil Twins. The Evil Twins, with Marcus's son, they're playing at the Burroughs in Madison coming up Saturday, December 7th. And so they kind of do a tribute to Marcus's music.
Oh, that's cool.
And I found a song on the Mad City Music CD that I've been playing a bunch of stuff from. That thing is a gold mine, right? All these great bands were playing on this. Here is Time Machine. This is Marcus Bovry and the Evil Twins right here. Nice. Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Mm.
You're listening to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, I've been reading up on the policies of all the presidential candidates with an eye on my wallet. And former President Trump has been talking up a new 20% tax on goods from other countries. It's called a tariff. I did some research, and it's not sounding good for the prices that we pay. A tariff is just a tax that the government charges to businesses when they bring goods into the country. And the National Retail Federation says that tariffs force small businesses to raise prices or just eat those costs. And typically, big corporations just pass those prices on to consumers. The Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says that, quote, Trump's tariffs would significantly raise the prices of imported goods since they'd mostly be passed on to consumers. And I know prices are not rising like they were. I mean, hooray for that. But man, I still can't afford to pay 20% more for things. We will keep you posted on how this develops. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Your news.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.